I started the recording, as you can see.
I can't. No, you got to do it like the way Mario does it.
No, yeah, I, that's what I was trying to say, but no one agreed. No one backed me up. Everyone just laughed at me and called me an idiot.
You need to do it now.
Yeah.
So you are in charge now, Fonz.
I am. I'm the captain. Call the shots. I'm the captain now.
Look at me.
I'm the captain.
Okay, captain.
Well, welcome back, everybody.
What?
Welcome back.
What?
I will be your host this evening. Joining us, as you could hear, is my idiot brother. And Castro is back.
Hey, everyone.
He survived.
God.
Yeah, I know. I've been gone for a while. Sorry. I apologize for leaving you guys with the rest of them.
It's okay, dude.
And I think the podcast was better without you, so.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. We actually got through a lot of content.
Nope. Yeah, a lot of nonsense, Fonz.
Did you at all feel helpless or the urge to call us and just correct anything that we said during the time you were away?
I would listen to the podcast and I just would want to like yell at things that y'all would say and just like no, what the
like, dude, don't lie, you didn't listen to the podcast at all.
I listened to them.
Which one did you listen to?
Is there one in particular that might
you're lying listen to all of them?
I did listen to all of them.
What did we talk about in the last episode?
You can't even say what we talked about in the last episode. What did we talk?
That is true. You weren't even there.
It was the ultimate test.
You weren't even there in the last episode.
Nah, dude, my brother ruined it.
No, you're an idiot. No, Lando. You're ruining
it. That was the test.
He wasn't even there.
That was the test. He'd be like, oh, well, you know, y'all, like, no, dude.
They talked about how, like, it didn't make a difference that you were there or not. It felt the same.
Yes. Yes. Well, did you forget I was here now, Lando?
No,
that was Mario.
God, we got way sidetracked. I was just trying to ask Castro if there was a particular
when you're the captain.
Shut up!
I get stuck with this. This is my comeback episode.
This is what you like, dude. Apparently.
Nobody told me it was just going to be me and the brothers.
This is what you like us arguing, walking up the door.
I like to watch it from afar and not know any of the context to see y'all bickering. It ruins the magic when you actually know what you're fighting about because it's always stupid.
100%. And I want to comment more on that, but first I want to, is there a particular feedback that you heard that we were giving that stood out the most to you that you wanted to say or rebuttal to?
The one was when I was playing, who was I playing that week? I think it was Noe. And it was a debate between starting Baker and Joe Burrow. And like everyone was saying, start Baker. Mm-hmm. And like I saw the comments too when Baker went off Thursday. Like he was doing well. Like he did really well the first half. He had like most of his points in the first half. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, and I was on Mario. Mario like read my mind. That was the only thing I was like, if I was there, I'd probably say that. I already knew what I would say, like start going into that.
Yeah.
You know, talking and Mario like said it. Like if he was just like channeling me, like the exact thing where like, because Joe Burrow was owning the Bengals for like for the first couple of years, like Joe Burrow just lit them up every time. And
you're talking about the Ravens, right?
Yeah, the Ravens. Mm-hmm. He would like own the Ravens every time. And I think the past like two before this one, yeah, they were kind of like he didn't do well against them, but they weren't. I don't remember. I feel like he was injured or he didn't have like the full cast of weapons. But this time around, he had everything. And the same thing, too, y'all were talking about. Like the defense just was trash, but the offense is not trash. So, like, I think Mario alluded to it, too, that it's like kind of like a fantasy gold mine where it's just like bad defense, but like offense that loves to throw and like is actually good at moving down the field and stuff like that. So
yeah,
so I was like, I would have rebutted everything like with that, with just like, no, I think you have to start Joe Burrow. Like it's a division matchup, and he has all his weapons. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are going to score. It's probably going to be a high scoring game. The Bengals are going to have to catch up. You know, Joe Burrow's probably going to be throwing it. So that was my thought process. And Mario pretty much had said most of those things except for like this time. He mentioned the past couple, like the most recent matchups versus the Ravens.
Yeah.
So but yeah, that and then too, like you had mentioned too, like it sucks to it sucks to have like the kicker and like your kicker on the same team as like your QB and your star player. But like, I actually don't feel that way because they get into field goal range so often. Like you just, it feels like I'm walking away at points either way. So like beforehand, like they get stopped like at the 30, at the like opposing 30. I'm like, damn it, that sucks. Like I got nothing out of that. Like, but now you get the 40 yard field goal, and McPherson is a pretty accurate kicker. So
that's
I kind of like it. As soon as they cross the 50, I'm like, all right, awesome, sweet, I'm in range for some points.
Yeah, you're right. That is a good way of looking at it. I was more trying to bring the point that if Joe Burrow was finishing his drives and it was a touchdown every single time, it was just going to be 1 point every single time. And that's if he hits the extra point. So I do see your point and a pretty big advantage of having that you're always going to come out with points unless they miss.
Yeah, that's like the only times.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah, he's missed like a couple, I think, so far. But yeah.
Okay. I remember also thinking too when Mario was bringing up all that data, which I feel like he's been doing like almost every week. I feel like he's our data guy now, who just brings in all this.
Damn, D's. Step up your game.
He just brings in all this data of like these past games, and it's just like some of them hit, and then some of them are just a big miss. Just like Joe Burrow that week, exactly. That was a perfect example of his data just completely being useless because although it was trending where that Joe Burrow wasn't going to do good with the Ravens, he did it. He did what he did in the beginning of his career.
There is also, it's not like Baker Mayfield didn't do well. He did well, right, too.
Yeah.
There is also a moment where I were talking about Baker Mayfield, and I kind of laughed. No one else really seemed to catch it, but you were just like, y'all are talking about it, and you at one point say, like, yeah, Baker's so hot, or something, something like that. And immediately in my head, I was like, yeah, you would say that.
God, dude. I'm glad you weren't on that episode.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like your brother William.
It does. You're right.
Well, good to have you back, man. Like I say, this is a pretty good time to transition into our week 6 matchups.
About time.
Who wants to go first on here?
Make William go first.
All right. Yeah, all right. You're real chitty chatty. Let's go.
Oh, you're real chitty chatty. Yeah, real chitty chatty.
I'm a little worried about
William's kitchen.
So chitty chatty. We're gonna go with you, Lando.
Bitch.
Against Joe. What?
All right,
you want to hear it?
No, go. That's fine.
You lost. You suck. You put up 71 points against Joe's 79. What a mediocre game. Between you two.
Toilet bowl match for the week.
Let's see. Dak Prescott didn't do shit.
Oh, pillow fight of the week.
David Montgomery put up 20 points. Jordan Mason only had 9 carries.
He got injured.
He got hurt. Mm. That's right. And then came back and they got no reps.
Yeah.
So they just decided to sideline him. Chris Olave gave you negative 1.50 points before he went out.
Also got hurt.
Yeah, so you're getting some injuries on your lineup.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Karma.
Karma, what did I do to deserve that?
Karma for who? From who, William?
For him, for himself.
Maybe
you want to dig a deeper hole.
Yeah, let's
by lying.
Let's dig deeper into
that. I got nothing else to lose, dog.
It's obviously.
Like, go ahead and say it again, will you?
Nothing else to lose.
You look like a man who has something to lose.
Nothing.
God, scared.
Take all my players. I'm just kidding. Relax.
You don't learn. God
damn it, William.
Nothing else to take from you. They're going to start taking from other people.
This isn't about me right
me
now.
Me in particular.
Let's see. DJ. Oh, crap. DJ Moore. Didn't do anything for you as well. He put up 2 points. Brandon Ayuk also didn't do much for you. 3.70 points. Yeah. Nothing else to notable players on your bench. Bo Nix had a good game. 20 points, 74 points, 19 for 33.
Bench Dak.
He threw the ball 33 times. That's crazy.
Yeah, 33. Only managed to complete 19, but he's looking good. 6 carries, 61 yards. I think that's where he got most of his points.
Yeah. Not most of his points, but yeah.
But he got, you know, yeah. Buck Irving, 16.50 points, 14 carries, 81 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 for 2 receptions, 24 yards. Gotta love that. That's about it on your side.
Troy Franklin. What?
I mean, sure, I guess.
Thank you, Isaac.
He scored you a touchdown. That's more of an F you, Isaac, for trading that to you. So, yeah, Lando, your team didn't do much. Yeah,
they took a big old shit in the bed. Dak,
they did.
The Cowboys, just in general, just played horrible.
CeeDee Lamb still managed to put up 9 points, but
yeah,
still.
Yeah. Chris Olave getting hurt immediately in the beginning of the game, his first reception of the game. And they counted the fumble against him, which is bullshit. Like, if the dude is concussed or knocked out, they should not count that as a fumble.
You should hold on.
Be better, Olave. Be better. Do better. Go to that fucking ball. We don't care that you concussed.
DJ Moore just not being utilized, I guess, in this matchup against the Jaguars. And then, of course, the 49ers just they found other weapons that were George Kittle and Deebo Samuel, just getting all the points on that game. So left DJ nothing for Moore Brandon Ayuk.
Didn't get much points, but Caleb Williams did have a good game. Yeah. So that's unfortunate that DJ Moore was not a part of that trend. So 71.92 points. That's what you ended up with. Joe, on Joe's side, 79.10. He had Jared Goff put up 25 points. James Conner ended up getting hurt in the middle of the game, had a fumble, but he put up 2.60 points. Apparently, it was game script and not because of injury why they didn't put him in. But he's also not sure. It's looking like, as far as practice this week, I don't know that he has an injury designation or not. So we'll see.
It doesn't look like it, but I don't know. Yeah.
I haven't seen recent updates. he played Christian Kirk against you. That's interesting. Put up 3.90.
I don't think Mike he had Evans, much choice.
3.40. Scary Terry. He put up 2 touchdowns, 17.30 points. Pretty good, pretty good. Jaden Daniels looking good. Your boy Koo did his thing, 12 points. And it's about it. Notable players on like the bench, I guess. You can Brock Purdy put up 24 points. And nobody else really on his bench. Yeah, like you said, he played all his players that he could this week. Or, you know.
Yeah.
So get him on in. I mean, he ended up with the win. So kudos to you, Joe. You survived this week and got a dub. Going to 4-2. This puts you at 3-3, Lando. And that's about it. Y'all have anything from this game?
Yeah.
No. This matchup.
Yeah, I wish I won.
I mean, not with that. I mean, that kind of. Well, with those results,
that. 71 points once.
That's dumb shit, Lando. I put up more points than I have, and I have hurt players. So,
damn.
Just yeah, I mean, I should have put in Bucky Irving as soon as I heard that Rashad White was going to be out. That should have been my immediate thing. But I think we talked about that, William. Whenever I got the news, it was already too late because I had already started Jordan Mason, and my flex spots was Brandon Ayuk and DJ Moore, which they had already played their games. So I wasn't going to bench Montgomery. So I had to keep him on the bench. So it was too late to make that move. And then obviously the obvious move was to go Bo Nix over Dak. But I think beforehand, I don't think any of us would have thought Bo Nix over Dak on this game. But yeah, that obviously is the reason why I feel like it hurt me this week.
Joe hurt you this week, you said? Joe hurt you this week?
No, yeah, Dak.
Joe did.
No, Dak did. Both of them did. Joe was... I would have easily beat him if I started doing the
plays. You hear that, Joe?
Joe didn't hurt me. The Cowboys hurt
my brother, Joe.
Vaughn says you ain't shit, Joe.
I'm coming for you now, Joe.
He's coming with his medical tent of a team.
Hey, they still putting up points.
You should, more than 70. You should now rename your team, Will, to intensive care unit.
VIR team. God damn.
I like ICU. That's
good. Yeah, ICU.
Go.
I'll take next one, Fonts.
All right.
I'm going to go ahead and do D's and Miller. D's took the win on this one, 106.36 to 85.46. D's, where did all his points come from? Oh, Debo Samuels and George Kittle. Kittle. Yep, the Niners. Everyone that Fonz didn't want to score. Could have gave you one of those touchdowns at least. Went ahead and started two tight ends. I've been there, D's. Had to do it myself last week. Also, Garrett Wilson looking good, 107 yards, one touchdown, 16.7 points. Kicker, pretty standard. Defense, pretty standard. Saquon, the only one that really kind of underperformed. I didn't really watch the Eagles game, but I know the Browns have a good idea or good defense. Kyler Murray, too, kind of underperformed. Saw parts of that game, but the Green Bay just tore him up. Looked like they were beating him up every time I flipped the channel to it.
Yeah.
Probably one where I don't remember what y'all discussed on the preview, but like I think I would have rather gone Josh Allen.
Yes, yeah, we did have a good few minutes there where we were just struggling of whether we wanted to go with Kyler Murray or with Josh Allen. And I'm pretty sure we went with Kyler Murray. We just like the matchup. We like the shootout potential and that compared to what Josh Allen was going against the Jets. And we all know how their passing defense is. We just didn't think that Josh Allen was going to have a good game. Although I remember we did kind of consider it if Khalil Shakir was going to be out there, which I don't know if he was. Do any of us know?
I do not know. I guess, yeah, the matchup for the Packers should be better.
Yeah.
But I didn't expect the Packers to blow him out that hard.
Yeah.
Shakir was out there.
Shakir was out there.
Two receptions for 19 yards.
So he wasn't even relevant to the points that Josh Allen got. But, yeah, we did talk about that briefly. If that Khalil Shakir was out there, then maybe you should go Josh Allen. But I mean, who was he throwing the ball to? Like, even James Cook was out. Like, what the hell?
He went 19 of 25 for 215 yards, two touchdowns, and he carried the ball for a big chunk of his points came from a rushing touchdown. So he had 9 carries, 19 yards, and a touchdown. Ran one in, so that probably boosted up. That's 6 points right there. Yeah. So I mean, it doesn't matter. D still got the win at the end of the day.
True.
I guess if you're just going for points, which he kind of is, racing for points, since he plays against everyone likes to show up against D's. Other names to note on his bench, too. Keenan Allen looked good, got 2 touchdowns, 41 yards, 16 points. Christian Watson got into the end zone. That Green Bay offense, just like everyone's feasting.
And they're looking good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking good. All it's around.
Like he came back on fire, dude, from that injury, the quarterback.
Yeah. So, yeah, solid performance by D's. And on well, the other
I will say real quick, I want to mention that I hope Saquon lives a long.
I was waiting. I was waiting. Where are you going to go with that?
Okay. Come on. Saquon,
you hear me, dude?
It sounds like you do have something to lose, William.
May you live long.
May you live. And how about, what about his knee health?
And stay healthy. And a nice, healthy knee. Specifically just your knee.
Doesn't break any legs. None of that.
No. Don't wish that upon Saquon.
No, look sir. At you. Can we bank this? Can we
get not the time today. On this?
I'm writing not it down.
Today, okay?
You have to go back and get all the other ones. That's how this episode should start, Fonz. It's all the other, just bank all the other clips of him saying, I hope he breaks his leg, and then
yeah. Just a montage of him saying that yeah. over and over again.
Yeah.
I so bad when it's just next one if I change my mind.
Well, you can't take it back now. We all saw you. We all heard it. Anyways, going back to the matchup, going to Miller's side, team rebuild. Put up 85 points, respectable, Miller. Not much to talk about here. You got a lot of long shots. I do like Tank Bigsby now, though. I think that's one of the bright spots.
We were talking about
Tank Bigsby.
Yeah, Tank Bigsby. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Tank Bigsby. Back, well, we're back. We're on. Everything.
Hey, I'm the captain.
But to the listener,
yeah,
captain.
Fuck you.
I'm the captain.
Fonz, introduce him, Fonz.
Well, go ahead, Fonz. Yeah, we're welcoming Mario now. Hopefully, this doesn't mess up the recording. Pretty sure it probably did.
It already did. It stopped as soon as I came in.
Okay.
That was a great intro.
There's going to be a clear cut divider line. My apologies to everyone with ears and a brain for the last 15, 20 minutes or so.
It was about 50 minutes. We were almost
inmates
done.
Were running the asylum. I saw what time the link went out, you late shits.
I had no idea. It was just the brothers.
It was quite the surprise.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. It's just them. You're forced to be in the show. The two brothers. All right, continue.
It wasn't too bad.
All right. I believe I left off on Miller's team, and I was just commenting that Tank Bigsby is a nice little bright spot on his team. Yeah. Miller just seems to always find like these out of nowhere players, or these players that everyone like writes off, and like all of a sudden they're on Miller's team and they become a thing. I feel like this always happens. So I know Tank Bigsby didn't have a great game this week, but I'm pretty sure. Like, I hear hype about him, and he's probably going to be a thing eventually. Like, that's one thing I look forward to on your team, Miller.
Yeah, agreed.
Other than that, Alan Lazard had a pretty nice game, too. 114 yards, touchdown. Tank Dell, 57 yards, touchdown.
Got the touchdown. Did you even see that touchdown that Alan Lazard had?
No.
Dude, it was a Hail Mary from Aaron Rodgers.
Really?
In the first half, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Stupid. That dumbass scores every week.
It's because he's on Miller's team.
Yeah.
That's why.
It's about to come to an end now. Did y'all talk about the trade?
No, not yet.
We have. I probably saved that for the preview. So. But yeah.
Why?
Well, I don't know. It just seems better for the preview since he's going to play his first game as a yet.
Whatever. I guess you show up once every five episodes. You would know.
You know what? At least we were here. On time.
Yeah, bitch.
I gave a heads up that I'd be late, and I apologize to the listeners for having to listen to this shit. Continue.
I apologize to the listeners for Mario coming in.
Kicking Fonz out in the process. Yeah.
Dick move.
You know, and I thought about it. Never mind. Oh, no, we're not going to dive into that.
All right. Nice, Captain.
Notable players on the bench for Miller. Gabe Davis showed up, 2 touchdowns. I don't even know how that happened, but suck that, William. And,
and it doesn't hurt me any.
That's really all that's happened. Oh, we gotta fill in Mario on the montage too. yeah, but that's it for this matchup. D's improves to 3-3. Miller goes to 0-6. Miller's just looking the next year.
Damn!
Congrats, D's. Any comments on this matchup?
I mean, what'd you say?
I said I made the comments that I needed to make already, so I'm good.
Cool. Thanks for trying to talk over me when I'm actually going to get some feedback.
You're welcome, Captain. Hurry the fuck up.
Yeah, Miller does have a... I mean, we talked about this on numerous weeks before this, that he has a sneaky team that will
hurt Avar, you if you're... You can go next week.
continue, Fonz. I wanted to hear.
Yeah, I was listening to you.
God, bless listening.
You raised him.
I didn't raise him. God, I couldn't even potty train him.
that continued on to the adult years. Just so everyone's on the same page.
God, yeah, he has a sneaky team. If you think that you have a bye week against them, you're probably more than likely 9 out of 10 times right. But it'll be that one time that you're thinking that, oh yeah, I'm just gonna play cute here this week and start somebody I shouldn't start. That'll probably end up hurting you. So
can't let your guard down. Can't let your guard down around
exactly.
I actually did have a couple notes about this one. Number one. Fonz, I started, you can't see my screen, but I started putting like checks and X's next to our comments and whether we're right or wrong. And for Justin and Warwick, it was like a lot of green, but then this match, red X's all over the place for most of us.
That's funny.
I said to take out Alan Lazard, which like for not, if not for a stupid Hail Mary, whatever, right. But I said to put in Jalen Tolbert. Okay, that was wrong. You and I both said, throw in Kyler over Josh Allen, man, safe for Florida.
Yep, no, that was wrong.
That was wrong. And then I know Deez is going to call this one out because I already heard him call it out. So on behalf of him from Ecuador, did y'all say he's in Ecuador?
No, we did not.
Mentioned he was out.
The fuck are you guys even talking about the whole
time? We were trying to speed things up here. But yeah,
I just let him go out.
Captain,
we're not here. Deez. I mean, obviously, Mara's with us now because he got out of work late, but Deez isn't with us because he is in Ecuador in a jungle
summer. Yeah, Lana, they know that now.
In a jungle summer, so.
They already know.
Shut your fucking mouth, please, Sticky.
This is what I like.
Anyway, I know he's going to want to bring this up because he brought it up live when I talked to him. And, you know, Jose's got an elephant brain for hate. Like, anything you say that is disparaging, he'll remember. And so, Fonz, you were previewing this match. And you got to, you're reading down the line.
George Kittle.
No, not even. You go, Barkley, Debo, damn. We're going to stick with that, huh? And that's the exact quote. He goes, you said, I can't overlook that, really. Honestly, can't overlook that. Debo,
well,
4 carries, 15 yards, 3 catches, 102 and a touchdown, 17 points, his best game of the season. And he's like, fucking fuck.
Exactly. Yeah, it was his best game of the season. Exactly my point. Like, just go the opposite of what I say. Because if I say it, the opposite will happen, and this is exactly the shit that I fall through every single week.
Yeah, including your touchdown pick of Saquon. Yeah,
who didn't exactly, Saquon. Exactly my point. I guarantee Saquon gets a touchdown against who were they playing? Against the Browns. Come on, against the Browns, you couldn't get a touchdown.
I pick Saquon week, Lando.
They look so sloppy coming out of the bye, the Eagles, and then the coach is yelling at the fucking fans on the sideline. You'll see
I did not. God, meltdown.
Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, they win in Philly, and he's yelling at the Philly fans after the game.
Trash. God.
Dude is just,
that's who Noe supports?
That's.
Yep. I mean, yeah. Noe's at least semi-honest about like when Philly sucks, he's not delusional. He's like, yeah, we're trash. But man, when they win, he's the first one spelling Eagles out in Deez's front lawn.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I did dread trying to review this game because yes, I do remember there was a lot of things that not only I but all of us got wrong in this matchup.
Oh, fine.
I think the biggest ones was definitely George Kittle and Saquon Barkley, or and even Kyler.
You didn't like Kittle. Yeah. You and I are both wrong about Kyler, but like Josh Allen, he's just so hot and cold.
Yes, that's unpredictable,
dangerous roller coaster to be on. And frankly, Kyler has kind of sucked this year because I have him in another league and I keep banking on him being like 17 plus, and he just keeps taking shits. He's like, I don't want to call him Bryce Young 2.0, but everyone was like, oh, maybe Bryce Young can be the next Kyler. It's like, well, he might be because Kyler's just trending the wrong direction right now.
Damn.
I'm sure my brother would want Kyler at this point.
Your brother will take anybody.
No,
he's changing his team name. ICU, oh, yeah. Intensive care unit.
Yeah, your brother's. He's changing his team name.
Nah, right before I did my matchup, he was he had stopped us and he was like speaking of Saquon Barkley. Let me just say, I hope he lives a long and healthy life. So I want Fonz to get a montage of all the times he said, I hope he breaks his leg, and put that at the start of this episode.
That'd be a lot of work. He runs his mouth a lot.
Nah.
It's worth it.
Nah. All right. That it on that?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you said it already, Castro, but Miller drops down to 0-6, which I feel like he's going to break my record.
I did say
last season.
That's a question for D's. I did start thinking about that. I don't know, because there was the longest single season, like longest long streak in one season, and longest like over the course of two seasons. And I Fonz, I think you went 0-10 at one point in a single season. And I someone else had the longest across two seasons, but that's a question for
William.
Oh yeah.
Don't take that from me. That was me.
Okay. But yeah, I think we're done with this matchup. D's does improve to 3-3, which I think you said already, Castro.
Sorry. I did.
The first match my brother did, it was me against Joe, and Castro did right now, D's versus Miller. Mario, you want to take the next one, or you want me to take it to get yourself together here?
I don't look together. I don't look together. Yeah. I'm ready to go. I know exactly what I'm taking too. Castro versus Scott.
Fuck you, Scott.
Fuck you. Get the clip. I wish I had the soundboards for that alone. I was thinking about, like, especially I was trying to listen to our last preview on the way up just to refresh, you know, our rights and wrongs. And there was one moment where Fon just goes, I didn't do fucking shit. I'm like, damn it, I need to get these soundboards up and going. They add so much. So much flavor.
They do.
Get them in. Anyways, Castro coming in at 4-1 against lowly Scott at 2-3. Thought this was going to be a cakewalk, 15-point favorite. Not as such, as Castro falls short, 85 to Scott's 93. Castro fell out of first place all the way to third, and Scott improves to 3-3. He's up to eighth place at the moment. But let's
Hang tight. Hang tight, folks. We're experiencing a little technical issue on Mario's side here.
You,
I don't look ready.
Tell him, William.
Look at him now.
Damn.
Man. Oh, man. This recording is going to be all jacked up all over the place, man. Jesus.
This is on you, Fonz. You wanted to be a captain. This is what happens. Fonz wants to take initiative. I'll show him.
Well, it still shows it's recording here. I am worried that when he tries to log back in,
it's going
to
kick you out.
It's going to kick. No, I'm allowed out already, but. That's going to stop the recording. We have to start it again. So in the meantime, while we get him back.
There he is.
It's still going.
And it's still
going. Okay, good, good, good. All right. What's didn't hear any of what you said, so start from the beginning.
What was the last thing you heard?
Joey B. And choking.
Joey B with his 19, as I struggle to find the page back here. Joey B with his 19. What I was saying was, you are on the brink, and this will be a preview thing, of like maybe having to do a coin toss, maybe matchups every week with how well Baker has been playing. Is on your bench. He puts up 25, almost 26, and he is actually QB2 on the entire year right now. So we'll talk about that for your preview episode. Alvin Kamara does fine, gets his 12 points. Jahmyr Gibbs, man, in a game where the Lions put up 47, no touchdowns to be had for Jahmyr Gibbs. How do you feel about that one?
Stupid. That sucks. Yeah, I didn't get to watch most of that game. I watched like the first couple of plays, and then like I didn't watch anything, and I tuned in like late into the game. And I was like, what the hell? Like 40 something points. And I was like, classic Cowboys. Yep. And then I was, yeah. And I immediately went to like the box scores. I'm like, who the hell has all these touchdowns? Like, where are all these scores going through? Like, I haven't heard a single ring from my phone for a junior gets touchdown. So it was very disappointing. Cause I didn't know, like I jumped straight from like the start of the game to like it being a complete ass whooping. And like, I had got no information in between. And like, you know, my phone will vibrate every time like someone scores a touchdown. So like, I'll just look at the notification. I'll be like, all right, cool. And so I thought in my head, I'm like, oh, it's probably like a defensive, like stout, like fight grindy game. And I was really disappointed. I was like, this is so stupid. How did Jameer not get one?
let's see. Montgomery, Laporta, Montgomery, Jameson, Amon-Ra. They were running like end arounds to linemen. They were doing everything they could just to clown the Cowboys the entire way.
Didn't they do like a double? I saw a video of like a double like flicker type shit.
Someone did that, but it wasn't that game. But yeah, it was like a quick out to Amon-Ra, and then Amon-Ra pitches to Penei Sewell, who's like hooking around the outside, and he got this close to getting in the end zone. They ran another fake to throw it to that offensive lineman, Decker, the one who got penalized for not declaring last year when the Cowboys beat the Lions and all that drama. So they were just – they're on a playground out there with us. It was embarrassing. At home, 47-9. That's on Jerry's birthday, no less.
Happy birthday, Jerry.
No shit, man.
Not pretty.
He was mad. God.
Yeah, he was pissed.
So super frustrating for you, I'm sure, in a game where there were 47 points and zero defensive touchdowns that you're like, my phone must have been broken. The alerts didn't go
off. Yeah, I definitely wasn't expecting that score when I tuned in.
Jamar Chase comes in with 72 yards, does not find the end zone in a surprisingly low scoring game, 17-7, that Bengals Giants game. Should have known, even though they both suck, when it's prime time, they'll just, that doesn't usually equal shootout. It just means they're just going to be worse versions of themselves. I think Danny Dimes is like 1-14 in prime time or something like that.
I think it's just that particular game too. I think the Giants are just so bad. Cause I just finished talking about how like the Bengals, you alluded to how like they were a gold mine in fantasy, and I feel that's true because their defense is so bad, but they never, like, the defense wasn't great, but like the Giants just sucked that bad that they never could like get a big lead to where like the Bengals felt the need, I feel like, to really.
You'd think that they're completely incompetent, but last week they put up 29 against Seattle and can only get 7 against Cincinnati. It's hard to know who to trust in this damn thing. DK, 11 targets, but kind of a disappointing 48 yards. And Njoku is whatever. Trey Sermon, a lot of volume, but just didn't go anywhere. Tennessee's run D is pretty good. Najee has the game of his life, finally gets in the end zone with 18 for you. And then kicker, very unimpressive, 5.7 in the Jets D. Bold start against Buffalo there. Not really a lot of places you could have gotten points. I guess if you had gone Romeo, which maybe over Sermon might have been a realistic chance of that happening.
That almost did happen. I liked it better. I didn't like the matchup for Trey Sermon, and I felt like there was just too much hype around him, and I don't like him as a player. I'm not enjoying starting him. Like, I'm doing it because of the volume, but that's about it. But it was almost Romeo Doubs, but I didn't pull the trigger on it. I didn't consider anyone else. I didn't consider Hop. I know Hop was mentioned on the preview. But like, it's just his snap percentage was just way. It's still out of whack. I think it's not even.
I was thinking 50. About Hop because I just heard that part where we talked about him, and like, man, outside of us, I haven't heard his name all year long. He's just been a guy. He's just not the same guy anymore.
No.
32 years old.
Oh, nice. I lie. Actually, another consideration was that Hutchinson guy, the from Houston.
Yeah, I heard a little buzz about him too.
Yeah, I didn't trust it either. It was going to be either Doubs or Sermon. Should have been Doubs, but.
Well, hindsight, right? Hutchinson, zero catches on two targets. The big one, I suppose, backup to the backup, Sean Tucker, who I had coming into the season and let go off a taxi because he had no signs of life whatsoever, not like a single touch. Like, all right, fine, I'll let him go, which should have been everyone's first clue. That first chance he gets, 14 carries, 136 yards, two touchdowns, and 56 more receiving yards, 31 points, probably like the high scoring running, probably RB1 on the week. Now that I think about it, yeah, I'm sure you had no chance of starting him because there's nobody saw that coming, even with Rashad White being out.
Yeah, not over at the time, not over Sermon and Romeo Doubs. It's just too much of a risk. And I mean, I just feel now like the Bucs too are kind of like an offense where, like, if you have a piece, you just want to put it in.
Seems that way, man. That offense is clicking. Over on Scott's side, man, the heavy hitters. Bijan finally woke up. It's like he came to personally slap you back from the draft lottery days.
Yeah.
Has had one rushing touchdown coming into the season, puts up two this game. Although Carolina is just good for that. Even Tyler Allgeier went off in this game. Jordan Love got his 25. He started Tyler Goodson?
Yeah, the other Colts running back.
Wow, and he outscored Sermon, but he like tripled him up. Cortland Sutton even punches in a touchdown. Amari Cooper, whose value I think just shot way up. Trey McBride did okay. Roma Dunze, another quiet game. Who had all the points for Caleb? Caleb lit that team up.
Keenan Allen.
Keenan had two.
He had two touchdowns.
He had two.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
know DJ. Swift. I know DJ and Adunze had quiet days. And
DeAndre Swift, I think, had two touchdowns.
I'll go look at it, but
or one.
And then kicker defense were pretty modest. Yeah, it's really just 85 wasn't that big of a threshold to beat, and Love and Robinson led the way. Trey McBride got him 90 yards. Those were the and then Cortland Sutton. Those are the only guys in double digits. But good for Scott. Good for Scott. Disappointing week for Castro, falling to third, and now he's got to play the number one team heading into next week to hopefully not fall even further.
That's cute, Mario. How many points you got on the season?
How many L's you got?
Your team gonna show up?
Mm-hmm. I think the points against you, mine are way higher than yours, I'm pretty sure.
Mine were lowest going into this week. Not my fault. Suck. What do you want me to do? He plays in front of you. Not my fault.
Bench
everyone
people?
Cowers when they get in front of me.
Stop starting the right people.
Dude, I tried. I started the worst quarterback for five straight weeks, and it didn't matter. Old Warwick's the only one that could take advantage. Suckers, man. Anyway, that's a button on this one. Congrats to Scott. Like I said, moves to 3-3. Castro down to 4-2.
Who's next, Fonz?
Well, I think we have my brother and Noe left. Mario and Isaac. And I think that is
Justin and
okay.
Work.
And Ward. Okay. All right. Let me do my brothers here. And Noe.
Shocker.
Yeah. Just so he doesn't, because I know he's going to be next and it'd be easier for him to choose which games are left here. All right. Noe versus my brother. Noe comes out with the win on this one. Not a surprise.
Damn. A surprise. Suck that, William.
I think I did root for Noe on this matchup.
You did.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, Fonz.
104 points to my brother's 90 points. Let's take a look at my brother's side here. Daniel Jones did not come through for him. 22 completions out of 41 attempts. Crazy to throw the ball 41 times. 205 yards, one interception, no touchdown. Crazy. All right. Kenneth Walker, pretty good day, 12.9 points. DeAndre Swift, there we go, 17.9. You said he had two touchdowns, but I only see one on here.
Yes.
I said maybe two touchdowns. I don't know.
Okay. And it was rushing.
You're confirming that it was one touchdown.
But you, I was asking why, who got Caleb's numbers so high. DeAndre Swift ran his touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Keenan Allen for sure.
Nah, you see, I don't know. You don't.
Hey, continue, you stupid fuck.
Damn.
Yeah. Everybody heard that, will you? Everybody heard that.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Mommy heard that.
You promoted Josh Downs on this one. I was really happy that you did that on your own because I was in the car with my brother when he was processing this in his head. And I didn't want to tell him that we talked about it on the podcast because I just wanted to see if he would do it himself. And I think you even said it on the pod, Mario, that he'd probably, knowing my brother, he'd probably end up doing it anyways. But you were suggesting it, and he did. And it pulled through as he came out with 12.5 points, including a touchdown in that.
Not bad, William.
Not bad. Good job on you, William. Rashid Shaheed. I see it out on here. He did get hurt in this game, right?
Goddamn right. Games. Next man on the chopping block.
Yes, he did.
Managed to only get one reception for 11 yards under. Is there a touchdown under? Oh, yeah.
Special teams touchdown. That was the reason why he has 7 points.
That's right. Okay.
Miracle touchdown.
Wow. Miracle. Absolutely. I'll admit that.
Oh, not that it mattered.
Running out of Isaiah fucking legs, William.
I know.
Isaiah
Look
Likely.
At my team.
Isaiah Likely didn't do anything. I think we were hoping he'd be more consistent this week, but that did not.
William can't get the right week.
Well, he started two tight ends. He made sure he didn't miss. Started two of them.
Exactly.
Jerome Ford, probably his last week of being relevant. Only puts
Jerome
up...
Ford also got hurt in the middle of the
game. William, this is why I said I don't know if you should promote Downs, because maybe you just go into tank mode, but you don't know the meaning.
Nah, you don't know
the meaning of the word.
Can't bring me down.
Fuck that.
I thought he was going to do it anyway, because there's no chance. Yeah. He was going to think that he wasn't going all the way. William, you're back in like 5-win territory. That's what I'm watching for.
Well, I guess I'm going to win.
Oh, man.
More than 5 wins.
That's the new goal.
He's back.
He does go second tight end on this one. Kate Otten, who actually comes out with a touchdown on this. And then Cairo Santos only puts up 4 points, and Pittsburgh defense with 12. Which I think we suggested that on there. So good for you.
You got beat by kicker, William.
Fuck you.
Drake May was not on his bench. He was in his taxi. I don't know why. Oh, because you promoted him from taxi. That's why he's on your bench right now. Okay.
William, you should have not promoted anyone.
He promoted Drake.
Yeah, he promoted Josh Downs and Drake May.
Promoting my whole taxi squad.
Dude, just take...
I'll get more legs where I need
take
them.
Take the season, man. Just, it's over.
I'm taking shit.
No, sir. No easy win series, says.
No, sir.
Nobody else on his bench did anything. I think because it was a bye week, most of the players. Except for Rashad Bateman with 71 yards on your bench.
You guys pissed me off. Please. Now he wants to show up. The confidence to start him.
Yeah, that would have been the move over Likely.
That's my team.
Can we talk about why that's your team and why you're one player less than you were a couple days ago? Can we pour one out? That you gave up on your boy?
Okay, yes.
Who did he give up on?
26-year-old multi-concussion extraordinaire Tua Tagovailoa is a free agent now. Released.
Did you call him Tagovailoa?
Well, I always thought there was an N, and then I read his name. It's like, there's no N. It's not Tagovailoa. It's Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa.
All right. Tug this, William. They, acquired August 13th, 2022, in exchange for Justin Herbert. William also received a second and a first. So it's not like Tua was the only piece he acquired in that deal. Mm-hmm. I can't go back and look at see what those guys turned into, although I'm a little curious. But, end of an era. You had him 2+ years. You just couldn't take the heartbreak anymore. What's the deal? You had to make room for Drake May?
I needed to make room, and I was like, "Who's on here that I don't need?" And Tua just I was looking at his season and like the guy is concussed again. Like he's on a good offense. I just don't know if I trust him to even come back, be himself. Like it's just not worth it. I'd rather invest in the rookie quarterback and start there because Tua's not it. Tua's not the answer.
William, just so, tank, bro.
Good luck just... to the next person that takes him. I mean, if he comes back and May's not doing great, then I'm going to put him back in the taxi squad.
You can't do that.
You can't put people back in the
taxi squad. Just checking, make sure y'all are on your shit. I think I'm done with Tua.
You when think are you gonna you be cut done him. With the season?
Yeah, he's got someone's gonna pick him up. Someone has room.
Do. I hope they waste a roster spot on him.
No, they're gonna waste an IR spot on him.
Who plays William next week?
There the whole time.
Hold on, who plays William? Pick him up and fucking start him. I think he's on IR still. I'm gonna see who plays you in like week 9. You know, until that person.
Dude, he ain't coming back. He's retired.
There ain't no coming back.
Ain't no coming back.
The Juggernauts, Joe, please. Joe, I'll give you the money.
No, dude, Joe, no, he's not going to do that.
Pick up Tua. Get that bad juju. You want to see what karma looks like? Pick him up.
William. Stop playing with karma, William. Juju? What'd you learn?
Fantasy gods are not happy with you, and they're taking it out on me, too.
William, William, how close are you to tanking? Like, is it?
He could. It doesn't matter. It could be one 0%. Game left, and he'll still pull people out of taxi.
0%. That's where I'm at with tanking. 0%.
All right. Okay. Are you making playoffs?
I'm making playoffs. By points?
Damn, Deez. Whoa. That's right. Calling out Deez.
Deez is going to make it to like fourth place. Actually, I'm going to take that number six.
We'll take a look at that as we do the standings at the end of the show. But all right, I thought Tua deserved a shout out. It was 2+ years on your roster. You traded to get him. He was always your guy.
Yeah.
Now he's not your guy.
You were the only one that reacted to it, and it makes sense. Like, I just decided to pull the plug. I'm done with him.
He killed Tua.
I think it's a good move.
It's a very mature move, William.
On Noe's side, Jaden Daniels, 20.96 points, 24 completions out of 35 attempts, 269 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He didn't rush so much this time. He only rushed for 22 yards, but he didn't need to.
He lost.
Well, this is probably the defense that probably knew how to defend it the best. It's the Ravens.
Yeah, so... Sorry, I mean, yeah, for the win for the actual team, yes.
Maybe you should have run him up.
Yeah. Travis Etienne, God.
Dude.
Is this the end? Is this the end for Etienne?
The ET end, possibly.
Dude, yeah, he's Miller like, to thank for that.
For real.
Yeah.
Dude, he's like your Chris Olave. It's like, no, he's Etienne is your is to Noe as Olave is to you. Played, got negative points, and then got hurt.
Yeah, just and I still think they did Olave dirty, giving him the fumble. Credit for the fumble.
Next time,
he was passed out. He was knocked out, man. That's how is he going to hold on to the ball?
Stay conscious, bitch.
Okay, but the fantasy gods attack me. But you say shit like that, huh?
Whoa, William!
Fuck you fantasy gods! Fuck you.
Whoa!
Oh God, no!
I didn't wish bad on anyone. I'm teaching them how to be better.
God damn, Will! What? You might as well start tanking now.
Suck a big one.
I don't condone that behavior at all.
That's your brother.
You're in the same house.
That is why I'm getting him. Hurt. I need to like put some kind of
move out.
I need to get some separation from you. J.K. Dobbins, 16.
Just kidding, fantasy gods.
16 nope. points, 25 carries, 96 yards, and 1 touchdown on that one. Pretty good day for him. Marvin Harrison, 0 dud, 0 receptions out of 2 targets.
You got injured, didn't you?
Hurt.
He got concussed.
So yeah, probably gonna miss this week then too, right?
Depends whether or not he's a sissy.
Yeah. Drake London, 13.4, six receptions out of 10 yards, 74. I'm sorry, out of 10 targets, 74 yards and one touchdown. Good day. Kyle Pitts, 70 yards. Another good day for him. Zay Flowers, 13.4. I'm surprised he actually did something this week. Let me see what his... Oh, no. Last week he did good, too. So, never mind. He's turning in the right direction. Nine for nine, 132 yards. Darius Slayton, 5.7. Didn't you recommend that, Mario, picking up Darius Slayton?
I told I think Warwick to pick him up, and you know, peripherals were there. He had 11 targets, just Giants suck balls.
Yeah, nothing you can do about that, but 11 targets, you like that. Just didn't do much with it. Boswell, his kicker, puts up 19.4. That's a lot of points. And Chicago's defense putting up 9 points. On his bench, got Jalen Hurts and Trevor Lawrence both doing well, but I think Jaden Daniels was ultimately the right start. Jalen Hurts was the better start, but not by much. Ray Davis, 15.2 points, 20 carries, 97 yards, even three receptions for 55 yards. So that's a good day for Ray Davis there, especially with James Cook being out. But Ty Johnson was also... Which one was the RB1 in this game? Ray Davis or Ty Johnson?
To everyone's surprise, I think Ray Davis.
It was Ray Davis.
Well, he definitely was, but I don't think anyone would have called a 20-4 split on the carries before the game. I think the fact that they love Ray Davis was kind of a surprise.
Yeah, because Ty Johnson only had 4 carries for 34 yards in that game. So nobody else notable on the bench on there. Noe. Good job. You got the right people on the starting on that matchup, and you came out with the win, improving your record to 5-1 and bringing my brother down to 2-4. So,
one step closer, William.
One step closer to what?
To the tank.
To 5 wins.
Negative.
I want to hear to 5 wins.
To 5 wins.
I'd love it if you got 5 wins and still made the playoffs on points.
Watch me.
There's no way.
On Drake, on the back of Drake May, rookie sensation.
Nobody can bring my brother down. One. So
do it, William.
Got that dog in him.
What is this? That was funny. D said that. He's got that dog in him. Warwick and Justin?
Yeah.
We haven't done that yet, right?
Yeah, you could do that one.
Okay. No. All right, Justin won this one, 124 to Warwick's 106. Warwick put up some good points here. Let's see how. Andy Dalton, drop him, dude. He's nothing but trouble. But he put up 14 points. James Cook,
nothing he could have done on that one.
Last minute scratch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, Madison. Had a touchdown, put up 12.50.
Fuck Madison.
Hunter Henry put up a touchdown this week. He put up 10.10. You like that from a tight end. Chris Godwin.
Man, touchdown machine.
Man. My brother, we were watching.
The 2 weeks.
And he was just like, the 1 week that he doesn't mention Godwin, he fucking goes off.
You know, it clicked to me. He scored two touchdowns. Yeah, he had a monster game. It clicked to me late, like real late in the show. I was like, oh, wait, Mike Evans against the Saints, Marshawn Lattimore, they're just going to be fighting the whole time. That should have been like the light bulb that was like, oh, it's a Chris Godwin game because Evans is going to be out.
Mm-hmm. Well, it definitely was. 11 for 13 receptions, 125 yards, and 2 touchdowns for Godwin. Your boy Algier put up 18.80. Made himself a good game.
Good start.
That's about it. Nothing really notable on Warwick's side.
One last note for his roster. It might be time to throw dirt on Calvin Ridley, the corpse of Calvin Ridley. 8 targets, no catches. That might be a record.
That is pretty.
Eight targets and caught none of them.
And somehow he got one carry for 9 yards.
Because they realized they couldn't throw him the ball anymore. Just hand him the fucking thing.
Put him as running back.
Just put it in his goddamn hands.
And he still didn't do much with it.
Trying to give you the ball.
That would be enough to make me furious. The Titans in general, just Will Levis is a walking meme. I don't know if you guys have seen every single week. He's got some kind of crazy highlight of him doing just like, you know, board, like mid backflip or like falling sideways. This past week, he did like a Spider-Man celebration after they scored. So he was shooting webs.
Broke
the ball boys. Like, yeah, like ACL.
That was him?
Yeah.
Will Levis' fault? He got up. Yeah. After fucking destroying him, he got up and was just like, yeah.
Good job.
Got the first down.
I see posts. I got to send it to you next time, but it's like, 2024, Will Levis cannot be stopped. And it's just week after week of just silly frames of him.
I haven't seen any of this.
He gets up and does like a Spider-Man celebration, just shooting webs.
He did that after he broke that kid's leg?
Oh, yeah.
God. Dude, yeah. It was bad. The whole staff of the thing, putting him on a cart. Poor ball boy.
It wasn't even a boy. It was an old man.
Yeah. The announcer, I can't remember who we were listening to. It was just like, oh, well, ball boy, he's clearly an adult. He's a man. And it's just a nickname. Ball boy is a nickname that we use. It's like, okay. That's it on Warwick's side. On Justin's side, he put up a whopping 124 points.
Real quick, I'll send this to Fon so he can share, but just so you guys can see. It's like, Will Levis' generational run cannot be stopped. And it's like week one, he's just making this weird pose on the ground. Week two, mid-air pose. Week three, his face getting crushed, like he's getting teabagged by a package guy. Week four, just the crying face on the side. Week five, Spider-Man celebration. And then in the same game, you see a dying ball
the
boy.
Ball boy.
This is the Spider-Man celebration out in the end zone.
That's great. I missed that.
And then he runs and just takes that ball boy out.
Look at him.
Yeah. I did that.
You didn't even look back at him.
Oh, yeah, this is like dead on the sidelines.
Yeah.
Jesus, man.
I'll send this to Fonz to put up on the page so any listeners can go find.
Look at it. All right. Lamar Jackson, 18.92 points. Josh Jacobs put up 9 points this week. Tony Pollard, 14.80. 17 carries, 93 yards in the touchdown. That's pretty good. Amon-Ra St. Brown. He put up a touchdown, 9.70. Stephon Diggs. No Nico Collins there, so he put up 13.70. He had himself a touchdown. Tank Dell had himself a game as well, I think. Dallas Goedert put up 0. Did he get hurt in the middle of the game?
Yep.
Okay. Joe Mixon had himself a game as well. A really good game. 13 carries, 102 yards, 1 touchdown. He had 30 yards in receptions and a touchdown there. So he had 25.20 total points. Go Joe Mixon.
Go Joe.
Jameson Williams also had a good game. Put himself a touchdown.
No, it finds.
End up with 14.70 points.
That was the shout out. That was the call. Said double Lions. Go Amon-Ra. Go Jameson. He'll get loose behind that soft SD.
Yeah.
And Fonz said no. Don't start two Lions. Oh. It's a mistake.
Nice one, Fonz.
And then I said,
and look at him now.
I said, we should also do the opposite of what Fonz says based on him. He goes, yeah, that's true. So, in a backwards way, it's good advice.
Fonz, you're the Cowboys of our league.
Yeah, except I don't give false statements or run away from or give hope to the fans where there's not hope at all.
Fonz has threatened to fire me. Because I ask him hard questions.
It's too hard of a question. Don't you dare ask me that again.
You're not going to figure out what we're doing with our team, right? Because I don't know what we're doing with our team.
Did he say that? I hope he said that.
He said something along those lines. Like, we're just trying to figure out what's going on. He goes, you ain't going to figure it out.
We're talking about an interview that Jerry Jones had where he threatened a radio host. Not necessarily that he would fire him, but just basically said, like, I won't take questions from you.
He said, I'll find someone else to ask these questions or, well, like, whatever.
Okay.
Just so you could respond the same way.
Cool. So Jerry, what's wrong with the Cowboys? Give me someone else.
I don't like it. I don't like this obvious question. All right. Houston's defense, they put up 12. Damian Pierce on his bench put up 13.70. So both running backs had a good day. Leggett had himself a touchdown again, 8.30.
Leggett.
Tyler Lockett and 12.50 and Devontae Smith 12.40. So,
I believe I said to start Tyler Lockett in this game.
I mean,
you said,
I think you did.
Yeah, but J-Mo was the better player. Pretty all of his guys scored. Like they all
went 12 plus. I was gonna say. Yeah.
Didn't matter.
Right. His bench scored and his starter scored, so he was all right.
Really,
so.
The proper play was sit Amon-Ra. He was the lowest scorer of all those guys.
I was right. And he still put.
See, Fonz was right.
No, you said Sid Jameson.
Sid Jameson. He said, don't start two Lions. That's what Fonz said.
That's what I said.
Well, congrats, Justin, to this win. This puts him at 4-2, and this puts Warwick at 2-4. I feel your pain, Wart.
You have Williams' record, Wart. How's that feel?
Gross.
It feels good, dude. There's still hope. Don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. Okay. That's all I got.
Cool.
Next one.
Is there one left?
Yep, and it's bring us home, Castro.
Is it Mario and my cousin?
Yep.
Always last.
Mario won. Good game.
Mario
won.
We'll
catch you on the next one.
The true game was me trying to catch Justin in points. He had the high points on the week. And I don't know if you guys saw Monday night game. Breece Hall got loose. He was the last player playing for me and for Justin for that matter. But he got loose around the left edge and had one guy to beat and just had the worst looking juke attempt I've ever seen. He gets tackled on like the 4-yard line. And I'm like, that fucking play might have just cost me $40. luckily they kept feeding him and he got just enough by 3 yards, 124.3 to Justin's 124.04. Very close.
Gross.
We can talk about Isaac too if you want.
Start on Mario's side. Dude, finally.
When you're cocky, dude, you're cocky. You'll be very timid and be like, nah, I'm not gonna do that. And then when you were like up on top, you're like, my dick is out. slap you with it.
Might as well. Well, you all are down there.
Whoa. First time you get the highest score. Calm down.
First time I didn't have to fucking pay out $40. It was annoying.
Oh, I didn't seem to mind that.
Yeah, it was you like 3 weeks in a row.
We'll start on your side. Finally picks the right QB. Caleb Williams, 28 points, wakes up.
Streak is over. Worst QB for 5 straight weeks. Finally got the good one.
Streak is over. Went 23 of 29, 226 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception, and carried the ball 4 times for 56 yards. I saw none of that game. But I think Cole Kmet. Yeah, Yeah, that's what I remember too. And Isaac had him because I remember him messaging you.
No, I messaged. Can you fucking read?
I didn't.
He started going off. I go, what the fuck, Isaac? Can I please enjoy a good quarterback game? Because they kept going to Cole Kmet. It was the first two.
Yeah. And then after that, Derrick Henry, 25 points. Just slaughtered Washington, 132 yards, 2 touchdowns. Fonz, I believe you keep saying he's not going to score a touchdown.
He did pick him in the touchdown parlay, though. So he said he's not going to score, but then he bet on him to score, I think, hoping for reverse psychology. But can't dethrone the king.
Breece Hall finally having a good game. I know everyone was frustrated with him. 18 carries, 113 yards, 5 catches for 56 yards. Didn't find the end zone, but still great stats, 16 points.
Jaden Hackett is no longer calling the plays. That's why.
Yeah, I think I heard something about that, that they're, someone is calling the plays and they're committing more. Although, I was, didn't they give Braylon Allen the goal line work?
They split on the goal line, but Hall had the majority of playing time on the day. It was the least amount of Braylon Allen I've seen all year, which is great.
Yeah.
Nathaniel Hackett.
He was on to something, Mario. Give it time.
Yeah, he's on to another job. That dude's about to get fired for sucking like he does everywhere.
Jaden Reed got into the end zone, 6 receptions, only 28 yards, but still a touchdown, makes it 8 points. AJ Brown went off.
Hold on, Mario. I'll take Jaden Reed from you.
I don't want you to hurt that man. He's one of my favorite receivers hurt. Right now. He tweaked his ankle a little bit, but he came back.
Exactly. See,
I think every wide receiver scored. Did it? Oh no, not the one that Fonz traded for. Not Wake.
Thank you.
No, for the Packers.
I know.
Oh, Wake's.
Yeah. All of them scored this week. I'm pretty sure Watson and Dobbs.
Yep.
And Reed, yep, except for Wake.
Watson, Tucker Kraft scored too.
No, he did not.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Tucker Kraft actually came back down to earth with 1.5, only 1 carry for 2 yards, 2 catches for 13 yards. Trash. Javonte Williams, trash. Rico Dowdle, Cowboy. So, you know, trash. Seibert, 15 points. Man, kickers are going off this year. I feel like everyone's kicker is going off. Is it just me?
There's been a lot like Koo and Fairbairn and I mean Tucker and Siebert in this game. They're
Boswell too. Like
Boswell, yeah.
Everyone's score getting up there in points.
Yeah, not everyone. There's a couple that have some modest scores, but yeah, the discrepancy between a good and a bad kicker might be pretty significant this year.
I saw a stat where like it was like a week ago, maybe two, but it was like Brendan Aubrey had more fantasy points than a bunch of like high end like wide receivers and like running backs that just haven't gone off yet.
Yeah,
just like that's funny.
It's great. Like it's these guys are drilling 50 yarders at like an all time rate, and it's wild when you think about it. It's like, I mean, Javonte had 1.6, Kraft had 1.5, Dowdle had 5.5. Like a kicker can beat all three of those guys in 2 kicks.
Yeah, that's pretty insane. Broncos, 3 points. Noticeable players on the bench. Not really anything on the bench. Mark Andrews, of course. You bench him and he gets a touchdown. Did he get 2? No, just 1.
Just the one.
We'll yeah, William Jr. over here.
Hey, I benched him last week and Kraft came out. That was a special treat for Fonz, though.
Of course.
Other than that, nothing really to talk about. The only thing I do want to mention is Nick Chubb coming back. You ready for that?
Oh, I'm ready. Question is the league ready? This is a first place team about to get a stud. I hope he's fucking old.
Why don't you leave the man alone? You just broke his kneecap.
He's 28 in his 7th year, coming off one of the ugliest breaks I've ever seen. Honestly, all this is going to do is take up space on my roster. Look, I hope he looks solid. I hope he looks great. That team is just trash, though. So, best case scenario, I don't know.
Javonte, show the man some mercy and just drop him, like William dropped Tua.
We'll see.
Yeah, drop
happy to see him back on the field.
William would pick him up in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because he's a whore. William.
I'm happy I'm in a position to where I can just slowly watch his recovery. That team, man. I want Jameis bad. But they guaranteed that rapist too much money to sit him, so unless he gets hurt.
That rapist was your QB.
Hey, we released him after the 20th accusation. How many times do we have to bring this up?
Who was the degenerate that picked him up?
Justin traded for him. I didn't even cut him. Justin gave me a 3rd-round pick, which turned into Khalil Shakir, actually. So it was a Khalil Shakir acquisition.
True cowboy move right there. True
cowboy. Sticking true to the culture. I appreciate it. Yeah, well, anyways, moving on to my cousin's side. He just had a monster week the week before this. Came back down to earth a little bit. Kirk Cousins came back down to earth, only putting up 12.5. Chuba Hubbard's still looking good. He has him, but I think that rookie's about to start next week as well. So I'm curious to see how he does in that offense. I'm not sure if I expect much from the Carolina Panthers ever, but Chuba Hubbard's been pretty solid for the past couple weeks, so maybe we'll see how much work the rookie gets. Zach Moss, -0.5, trash. Did he fumble? He did fumble.
Yeah, honestly, I thought he didn't play. He fucking went negative.
Jesus. JSN, 5 points only, 53 yards. Brian Thomas, back down there, three catches for 27 yards.
He was very, very close to a touchdown. He like had one in the end zone, and someone just poked it out. But yeah, he'll be fine.
Cole Kmet having his big day. Mario knows that.
Bitch.
Also, a lot of people started two tight ends this week. He started three tight ends.
Yeah, I mentioned that. That's why I was like, dude, this wacko, this psycho started.
They all did pretty well, though. Like,
exactly. I mean, no, you didn't have much options to go with, but yeah.
No offense. So, yeah, Kmet 19, no offense, 6.3, Laporta 11.2. Like, that's better than all my flex options.
Yeah, I want to point out, giving shit to Isaac for starting three tight ends, I guess he's mad at me running my mouth. I don't even know what I said. But he did score highest last week. He got the $40, and he put up 98, which is more than all you three in this room. So it's still a top six score with the three tight ends. So a little defense for Isaac, because I guess I said something that offended him last week.
Yeah, dude.
Why don't you go make out with him?
I respect that he put up a better game than any of you guys would have.
Would have.
Oh, you respect that he put up a better game than ICU. You respect that.
It should be ICUP.
Yeah, and then the kicker, of course, 14 points in defense. Bucks, 17 points. Just destroying. Well, how did they put up 17? A touchdown.
Two picks, five sacks, and a touchdown, and a fumble recovery. Yeah. Crazy. That was, I mean, that came at like almost 90 or almost 80 points. It's crazy.
Yeah, that was a high scoring game.
Baker, dude. Baker might be the new fantasy landscape you want a part of, just because the defense doesn't seem to be great. And Baker has been.
I have him. He's available for trade, William. If you want him.
You're not giving up, brother. William. That's QB2 on the year.
I don't need them.
You don't need them. Awesome. Nope. Enjoy tanking then. of course, on Isaac's bench, he has like five QBs. He has three. He has Rattler, Joe Flacco, Anthony Richardson. Pittman had a pretty decent day, 35 yards and a touchdown, 9 points. And then the Browns defense, 10 points.
Dude, Isaac has two more tight ends on his bench.
He dropped one. He does have Bents in it, and he dropped Stover.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's pretty much all I have to say about this matchup. If it's anyone else, have anything to add?
No.
Good game, Isaac. And William, whatever happened to... I expect someone to tell me good game every time I beat them. You've lost four times. I've missed you sending your good games out to your opponents.
That was last year.
Okay? The whole new William.
This year, no good games.
No good games.
Just fuck off.
Oh, last year when you won more than five games, it was a rule, but not this year?
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
That's right.
No mercy.
Well, Mario improves to 5-1, and Isaac goes down to 1-5.
Yeah, and that's our matchups for this week. We could talk about here the standings here right now. We got in 12th place Miller at 0-6. He's going to be our new. He's going to break that record. Please do so, Miller. I would really appreciate that.
Tall task.
We got 11th place Isaac
at 1-5. We got my brother and Warwick. Warwick at 10th place, 2-4, and my brother in 9th place, only because he has more points than Warwick right now. We got Scott at, we got three teams at 3-3. Scott in 8th place, me at 7th, and D's at 6th. Man, didn't realize how close it was there. Okay, and then at 4-2, we have three more teams. We got Joe in 5th place, Justin in 4th place, and Castro in 3rd place.
Which means?
The last top two in 5-1. In 2nd place, Noe. And then Mario in 1st place. And right now, as far as I can see, I mean, Castro's still leading the points at 704 points right now.
Yeah, right.
But
you Mario try starting the worst quarterback for 5 weeks.
Sorry, Mario, I don't have one of those.
Damn. Yeah, Mario's not far behind at 656 points. And D's is also not too far behind at 649 points. So
where's William? Back.
So this is interesting. Look, to William's point, the 6th place in the final playoff spot does go to the points leader, the highest points haver, who is not in the top 5. And William, you're ranked 9th at 2-4, but you actually have more points than even 2nd place, Noe. You got more than, like, I'm talking about current playoff teams. You've got more than Joe, and you've got more than Noe. So if D's actually jumps either of them in the standings and they fall back, you would be in that 6th slot. Now, hard to maintain when all your players keep taking a shit. But what you need to start rooting for with, what are we, like 7 weeks to go? Week 13 is the final week. 7 weeks to go. You need Noe to stop winning, because right now he's having a Warwick-like run where he's got he's got 559 points, which is actually 8th. He should be in 7th place on offense, because the rest of the playoff team, 650, 700, 630. Joe is 585 and D's is 650. So he's just had some really lucky matchups and lucky on the schedule. But you need D's to jump him in the standings. So he's 2 games back. And you need D's to jump Joe as well. So you're actually ahead of Joe and Noe. So be watching those guys and see if you can maintain
lead
over the rest.
I'll be watching.
So I believe, if I'm looking at this clearly too, Mario has the least points against.
And then 2nd most points for. So fuck, you got to say about that. You had your chance. I saw you in week 1.
I'm going to fix that this week.
He didn't have his get right game with me.
Yeah, get my Fonz get right game.
Well, I also had a Fonz get right game. So cancels out.
Does not.
All right. That's all I get.
Well, congratulations to all the winners. Good luck to everybody next week. That wraps it up for our week 6 recap. Join us next time for the week 7 preview.
Bye.
Woo!
Later.
Really signing out.